Just to wrap up a few quick points here as far as Bakash Mechila. So, mentioned before the protocol, what one should do to ask Mechila, what happens if one did something which would harm his friend and did not have a chance to ask him Mechila before he was Nifter? So, Allah in this case is, the Shulchan Aruch says, if someone who one has sinned against has passed away, the protocol would be to go ahead and bring 10 people, bring a million people, go to his kever, and to ask by his kever, Mechila, the Lashon one would bring is, Chatazia Lekei Yisrael Leplenya, I've sinned Hashem Lekei Yisrael, Hashem, meaning first and foremost as Ivan and Isser, but anything I do against my friend starts off as being something Hashem told me I'm not allowed to do. So I'm Chatazia Lekei Yisrael, Uleplenya, I do that, and I speak out exactly what I didn't ask, Mechila, and somehow by virtue of being by the kever with a minion, either because of the minion being there, the chashivas of a minion, or because the Kosh Baruch himself comes when there's a minion, there's an assumption that a person, and Hashem would be Moichel, a person for that which he has done against him. I saw Shmuel Kanevsky points out that generally we're knowing not to do this unless somebody has done something which clearly the person had akpada on. But if somebody did something against his friend and he didn't really find out, maybe the friend didn't find out, it's not clear the friend would have minded, and then he was nifter. And in more of a minor case, Shmuel says it seems the minig is not to ask mechila. He also points out that one can send the shliach to the kever, however, one need not ask the shliach to speak out what the aveir was. The idea of speaking out the aveir is a concept of hachnel, it's humility. You speak out what you did wrong is an element of humility. Sending a shliach to the kever, the shliach has no reason to, profess his own humility, there's nothing going on for him, so one would not have to go ahead and speak it out. That's as far as that case. There's one other case, and that is the Shulchan Aruch goes further. Even though one cannot really, in most general cases, one cannot harm a dead person, he's already moved on, and there's little one can do in most cases, but there's a takanas kadmainim that one should not speak badly about anybody who has passed on, and that being the case, there's usher to do so. One who has done so, one would also be in transgression. What should one do? In that case, one does not need to go to his kever. Again, if it happens after the person has died, posthumously, one need not go to the kever. One can go ahead and ask Mechila. One can ask Mechila by the kever. Alternatively, the Mishnah says, B'shem Mishil Tegibayrim, one can ask Mechila at the location where the transgression occurred. It means if someone's sitting right here and speaks out against the mace, one can ask Mechila from the mace right here. It is not clear if one needs 10 people. It's not clear why that works to be right at this spot, but somehow that works. One can ask Mechila on the spot where the transgression took place. Okay, it's one more practical halacha. Moving on to coming up to Yom Kippur, there must be doubt that many of the people are not to ask their friends Mechila before Yom Kippur. You go around, you ask people for Mechila. And there's always a question, you ask someone for Mechila, he did something wrong, it's an opportune time to go ahead and ask Mechila. What about people go, they engage in this thing of going around, yomaychumi, and they really have no idea if they did anything wrong to that person. So is there anything to that Bechalal, or is it a random act that has no pshat to it? If you look at the Paiskim, it seems that the act of going, normally, al pi halacha, one need not ask Mechila from his friend unless he has done something wrong according to halacha. There's a legal violation against his friend. If his friend has tainus on him for doing something, where he has done nothing wrong, one need not go ask Mechila. Maybe a nice thing to do, but one's not obligated to ask Mechila. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Pais can speak out. The theme of Yom Kippur is Achdus. We come to Yom Kippur as a group, we come together as a group. They cite a Pirkei Avos that says the Malachim, the Satan is not Mekatrik in Yom Kippur, because he says we look like angels, we look like Malachim. He's just like Malachim don't eat, they don't eat. Just like they don't drink, they don't drink. Just like they stand here barefoot, Malachim don't have shoes, Klal Yisrael stands barefoot. And the Satan fears, the last line he says is, and just like Malachim stand in complete and perfect unity with nothing between them, so too I see Klal Yisrael stands in unity. And with that being the case, Kadosh Baruch Hu paskins l'toiv on Klal Yisrael. So there's a central element of Yom Kippur of having Shalom Vareis between all of us, which we mentioned a few times throughout davening. And that being the case, even if in halacha one did not go ask Mechila from one's friend, it's kedai to do so, certainly because people, sometimes we know we didn't do anything wrong, but our friend may think that we have done something wrong, we have been pagaya in his covenant, we have done something wrong to him. It's kedai for the sake of peace and harmony to promote that Shalom Vareis to go ahead and do so. That Teres Tzvi speaks out, even if you know for certainty they have not done anything wrong. Lavush says similar to this, that Teres Tzvi is clearly, if one knows for certainty one has not done anything wrong, it's still the act of going along to someone else and showing that you care for his feelings enough to ask him if you did anything wrong. That itself promotes Shalom Vareis, and before Yom Kippur, that special ending to go ahead and do that.